Greg Norrie and Derek Whibley have taken their feud surrounding shocking sex abuse allegations to the next level by filing statements of claim against each other in Ontario Superior Court. The dueling lawsuits come weeks after Sue Today first reported that both musicians had filed court documents against one another, indicating their intentions to sue. Norrie, who is from Sault Ste. Marie, filed a notice of action against the Sum 41 frontman last month, claiming more than $6 million in damages for libel after Whibley went public with allegations of sexual abuse and grooming in the pages of last year's memoir, Walking Disaster: My Life Through Heaven and Hell. The book's publisher, Simon & Schuster LLC, was also named as a defendant. Whibley slapped Norrie with his own notice of action days later, claiming $3 million in damages from the Treble Charger co-founder for defamation and placing the plaintiff in a false light, after Norrie publicly accused him of being a liar once the allegations of sex abuse made headlines internationally. Statements of defense have yet to be filed and the claims have not been tested in court. In a 19-page statement of claim obtained by Sue Today, Norrie's lawyers contend that Walking Disaster, falsely and maliciously, accused him of having groomed Whibley as a minor for the purpose of entering into a sexual relationship. Lawyers for the Treble Charger frontman also claim that Whibley, aggressively, initiated the consensual sexual relationship between the two, and that Norrie had once told Whibley that he never thought of Whibley sexually. Whibley's claim that Norrie pressured the Sum 41 singer to continue their sexual relationship is also refuted in the statement of claim, all while painting a picture of a young musician who was enamored with his one-time manager. Whibley told Norrie he was in love with him, reads the statement of claim. As the relationship developed, Whibley told Norrie that he was proud of the relationship and wanted to tell everyone about it. Norrie discouraged Whibley from doing so. It's also alleged the book, falsely and maliciously, states that Norrie had total control of Whibley and Sum 41 as the band's sole manager, and that Norrie was able to compel Whibley to continue their relationship by threatening him, stating that Norrie wouldn't be our manager anymore if Whibley didn't stay with him. According to the statement of claim, Norrie shared the management of Sum 41 on a 50-50 basis with network management, and did not insist on total control nor that the band refrain from speaking to anyone else. In Walking Disaster, the defendants falsely and maliciously seek to sharpen the sting of their defamation of Greg Norrie and enhance its credibility by presenting fabricated facts, the claim reads. The civil suit launched by Norrie also accuses both Whibley and Simon & Schuster of acting with malicious disregard for fairness and accuracy, because they kept the allegations against Norrie contained in the book a secret from him prior to its publication. This occurred despite Whibley's management reaching out to Norrie weeks before the memoir's release so that Whibley could buy one of the guitars that Norrie had apparently let Whibley use during the formative years of Sum 41. Whibley has since posted a photo of himself with the guitar on social media, claiming he had reunited with it after the guitar was stolen in 2003. Whibley used these obvious falsehoods to intentionally mislead the public and falsely promote himself and his concert tour, just as he has intentionally misled the public in publishing his false accusations against Norrie in Walking Disaster, for the same purposes, the claim alleges. Lawyers for the Sum 41 founder filed a 28-page statement of claim in Superior Court days later, alleging that Norrie's statement to various media outlets, in response to the bombshell accusations contained in Walking Disaster, is rife with false allegations that are malicious in nature. As previously reported by Sue Today, Norrie issued a statement to several media outlets, claiming the accusation that he engaged in a non-consensual sexual relationship with Whibley was a lie, while acknowledging a consensual sexual relationship between the two. Lawyers for Whibley are claiming that Norrie is now liable for the republication of the statement. The publications disseminated the statement, or portions of it, to a wide audience, amplifying the false and defamatory content about Mr. Whibley, the claim says. Legal counsel for Whibley served Norrie with a notice of libel in October 2024, according to the claim, but so far Norrie has refused to retract or apologize for the statement or the publications. The statement to the media was deemed to be a deliberate attempt to get ahead of and mitigate the consequences of the accurate story of their relationship in the book, according to the court documents. Mr. Norrie acted out of malice toward Mr. Whibley and with the deliberate intention of discrediting his reputation and holding him up to public scandal, ridicule and contempt, the claim reads. Mr. Norrie acted out of ill will and spite towards Mr. Whibley, with the intention of harming him. The pair of lawsuits come months after Whibley posted a video to social media, challenging Norrie to settle their differences in a courtroom. I'm not a liar, and I'm going to speak to you directly, Greg Norrie. If you think I'm a liar, there's only one way to settle this, under oath. In front of a judge, in front of a jury, Whibley said at the time. Anytime you want. I'm ready whenever you are. Lawyers for both Norrie and Whibley have yet to respond to requests for comment made by Sue today on Tuesday. A lawyer representing the book's publisher, meanwhile, has declined to comment.